If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome back to Mind Pump. Your regular hosts are not here. You're listening to guest host Sizzling Salami Stabone.
Oh, yeah.
John Buckeye.
And Clyde Andalusia.
Boom!
Those are stripper
that's
names.
That's our four names.
Your name's weird, Adam. You're Clyde and Alusia?
Yeah, Clyde and Alusia. Don't you remember doing like that?
That is a weird one.
You're supposed to take the first name.
Your middle name.
The name of your first pet and the first street you ever lived on and put it
on. Oh, I fucked that up then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was middle name and then the street you lived on.
You're supposed to do your
first pet would be. I'd be Licorice Buckeye.
Yeah, see? That's a great one, dude.
That's weird.
I'm Clyde Andalusia.
Yeah, my first dog was named Salami, so that's why. No, okay. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Yeah. That was actually my nickname.
I think we should, you know what? Why don't we do a random episode where we won't be incriminating because we're going to be these different people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're all under alias here, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
actually, we had a question the other day. I forgot to bring this up to you.
Okay.
I'm looking at you.
I know, I see that.
About chocolate
I'm looking
holes.
At you, Clydeus.
Yeah, Clyde.
Clyde.
Just call me Clyde.
Clyde, I'm looking at you. So the question is, this was from one of our listeners. I don't remember who it was. But the question was, how can you tell when a girl wants to have sex with you?
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
How can you tell?
What are the signals?
And now, are we... Okay,
they put up an Adam... cock like a bat sign.
Is there a beacon?
Yeah, well,
a
beacon. Today what happened?
Coming from is it a vagina project up into the sky like the Batman?
Yes.
Beep, beep. Adam looks.
That's what I was going for.
Adam's in the middle of
but
working.
I said cock.
Adam's working and he looks up in the sky and he's like, "My people need me. I'll be back.
Stay right there."
Well, sometimes
let
it's
me
like,
change. Really
sometimes
quick.
It's really undercover and it's really hard to tell. Then sometimes it's just blatant and obvious. Like today, I was walking the dogs and I was on Periscope and I was like, sharing with all the viewers on Periscope my post eating diet and I'm walking the dogs with my shirt off.
Is this the coog when she?
All you have to do is take your shirt off.
And then the first carload goes by and it's got a couple chicks in it and they scream out and that was pretty funny and pretty typical of.
But they didn't want to have sex.
Yeah, they but the lady that wanted to fuck, you could tell that was the second. The second car drove by and it literally, she like screeched. She's doing like 30 miles an hour around the corner, slams on her brakes as she passes.
Here's keys to my house.
She looked like she was late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, she's down.
She's driving a little RAV4, slams on her brakes, hangs her header out the window and looks back as her car comes to a stop and says, "Son of a bitch."
Did she just whip her titties out?
Oh,
right
no,
there?
She just looked at me like that and like she stared at me and she started to slowly get going again. I was like in the middle of Periscope. I thought that was too funny right there. So if you haven't watched my Periscope, you can actually catch that live when it happened. It was at my Periscope.
He was Periscoping in more ways than one.
Periscope. Yeah. We love to hate Abbott.
Soon to be spelunking.
Yeah. So, you know, every woman is different, but I feel like there's definitely
that reference.
He's about to like just lay some fucking brilliance
on
us
right now.
It's
on us.
Okay, hold on. Let me get comfortable because when you talk like this, bro,
you know what I do?
I gotta listen.
I kind of pull my boxers now, so okay. I'm not so constricted.
All right, go, Adam.
Well, there's always signs, and I think that this is actually an important part of growing in social awareness. And
you see how he ties it in to make it look like. This super like important, you know.
Oh yeah, no,
and it is.
It's
but
like
the way he presents
topic.
It, it's amazing. All right, yeah, continue. Right. We're gonna break this down like we're sports.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I think you guys should so people understand that it's not as simple as just like because you don't just walk up to a girl and a girl doesn't say. I mean, doesn't just go, "Hey, I want to fuck you." Guys do that. We do that.
Yeah.
We
just say, "Hey, you know, I really want to fuck, you know, or hey, I'm really into you," or whatever.
Apparently gay guys like really fast.
Yeah. Girls have all these crazy rules and signs and, you know, things that they have to do first before they open up the gates. You know, it's not.
And see at this moment, Justin, he's making a reference to the vagina.
Gates.
Did you catch that? I did. Okay. All right, Adam.
Yeah. Continue.
So, and different.
Wait, is this gate? Does it come with like a control? You know, like I had this one garage door.
Not for us though.
Adam's the only one that holds that.
I'm just asking because
I'm a universal remote.
Yeah, maybe we could tap into this remote.
Continue.
That's actually a very good point. Very few people have a universal remote. Most guys have. Right. They have one remote.
I got that like RCA one. That's like from the
fucking
80s.
And if you have an RCA one, it works only on RCA garage doors. Yeah. That's it. You can't have an RCA and open up a
Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, but see what happens is he doesn't know, so he just clicks it at every fucking garage he sees
until one opens. That is such a great, that's a great analogy.
There
right
it
there,
is.
Because that's exactly how this works. Most guys, that's their mentality, is they have one garage door opener, okay? And they go and they approach all these garage doors, pressing and clicking, hoping it's going to open. And one out of so many ends up opening up, and that's the one they get. So
that's the key to vagina.
But if you're that good, you have a universal remote, and a universal remote will open any garage. But in order to open any garage, you have to have those social awareness skills. You have to be able to read what the signal she's sending you. And all women are different, so this is where this gets tricky. You know,
so if she sucks on her finger,
yeah,
she probably wants.
Well, now okay, if she's a stripper or she's a whore,
what about a whore?
If she's a stripper or a whore and she sucks on her finger, you're right. That is that can,
or a whore,
both exclusive.
But
know,
if she's
not the same,
she could just be some fat chick that's lifting licking syrup off her finger that from earlier that day she at breakfast. So
well, she might have been hungry.
That's exactly. That's totally not a signal from that chick. That's just a hungry fat chick who wants the syrup out of her finger.
You know what?
You are not catching a signal there.
She might.
You're not catching a signal.
She might be hungry for you, bro.
Well, they could be
because they got big appetites.
No, maybe you're eating ice cream.
I'm telling you, it's a stripper or a whore licks her finger to tell you she wants some. Okay, that's it. You're not gonna get some. You're not gonna get the girl that you want to bring home to
mom. Adam's next guide coming out. Stripper or whore. Follow my easy steps to determine what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Yes. Most girls that will eventually open up the pearly gates for you are going to play.
See, there's another gate reference.
They're going to play hard to get, bro. They're not going to give you the code to the garage right away, bro. They're going to make you work for it. And if anything, they're going to play like they're not interested, because most girls that are a challenge, that are worth catching, they want to see what this guy or who you are and what you're made of, and if you are smooth enough to actually get this garage door open. So they're gonna lock it down, dude. They're gonna lock it down.
So no means
you
yes.
Get past the security.
So,
guard.
Yeah. So sometimes no means absolutely yes. You know. Sometimes no means I want you to learn how to open this gate, but I don't believe you can. And that's kind of the attitude they
like
have.
You're not ready yet.
Yeah. Like you walk up, right? Like
you got to go through the gates of Mordor.
And you guys are both good looking guys. So you guys walk up. You guys approach this.
We know this.
This female, right?
Yeah.
And, but we're talking about a dime piece right here. We're talking about a girl who knows she's good looking too. And she's got her shit together. And you walk up to her and her first impression of you, she's looking at you and she goes like, okay, I might fuck this. But when she gets up to you, she's not going to give you any of those signals because she is used to getting approached by other good looking guys just like you. And she wants to see that you're going to separate yourself from the rest.
See, check this out. So a man looks at every woman and tries to find a reason why he's going to sleep with her.
Yes.
A woman looks at every man and tries to find the reasons why she won't.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's exactly how that, and that's the,
that's like an epiphany, bro.
And that's the reason why signals are very unique and different between every woman. And most of the time
it's skewed
just because you use, and this is what happens to most guys. Most guys freak out at the first sign of no, dude. And that's where you go all wrong. Just because a girl gives you the first sign of I'm not interested doesn't mean she's not interested. It just means you need to try harder, stupid.
Don't just try harder. You get arrested.
Yeah.
You mean you need to change your approach.
Try harder doesn't, just because I got
to cover our backs, Justin. Right? I don't want to get us in trouble.
Yeah, just because we use a verb like harder doesn't necessarily mean that we're, you know, or adjective. How am I using that?
Adam told me to try harder.
Yeah.
That's why I
doesn't mean like physically. Doesn't mean like,
no.
I'm using it as a verb, not an adjective. You're using it like an adjective when you say it like that, where they actually physically are going to get harder. No, that's not what you're going to do here. This is you're actually going to have a better approach. That's what you need to do and circle the wagon, just like in any other clothes. You know, they say the average clothes takes 7 no's before you get a yes. And the female vagina, I believe, is some between 14 and 20. It's not
so what
7.
Are some of your like objectives? Like, what do you have to overcome?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there's no.
Yeah. No.
What else?
No right away. Or
so do you at that point reverse gears and try to act like you're pulling away a little bit? Do you
Do you come in disinterested?
Well, if you're really good, okay, and this goes back to our hunting analogy we talked before, and you see what you're going after, the biggest mistake you can do is show your bait right away.
Right.
You do not.
You don't want to chum the waters.
Exactly. You don't want her to know, even think that you're fishing right now. You want to approach her just like you're hanging out. You're hanging out at the lake. You're hanging out. Yeah. You're walking around. You're not gonna. You have no plans of putting your pole in. You're skipping rocks. You're skipping rocks. You're hanging out.
Well, you know that you want to put like a little tiny seed.
Yes.
Maybe on their backside somewhere. They don't even know it's there.
So, and I think this is where people get, and here's the old,
but it germinates.
Just saying hi and talking to a woman and getting the conversation started and finding out who she is and what she's about without any intentions of fucking her. And you gotta believe that that's your intention. If you're that guy,
Oh, well, see, now you're talking about, that's okay. That's the hard part.
It is the hard part.
The hard part is you have to convince yourself.
Yes.
I don't want to have sex with her.
Yes.
I just want to have a conversation.
Yes.
Because you can smell it.
Otherwise.
Well, because then
it's an energy thing.
I think then your dick takes over. And then you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because the dick has one.
Make any sense.
It only understands how to do one thing.
Right.
Otherwise,
it's a very little brain.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're the guy who's standing there in front of the lake with a fishing pole behind his back, you know, and saying like, I'm not here to fish, you know? And she's like, bullshit. I can see the fishing pole sticking out behind your head. You know, I was like, come on. So you got to have
go in the bathroom and keep casting.
Yeah. Leave your fishing pole back, you know, leave your fishing pole back at your house or in your car, you know, just go out, check the lake out, go check the scenery out, skip some rocks, talk to her, tell her she's beautiful, or she's nice, but then just ask her questions.
Or you might have one of those Fisher Price ones. That's, you know, too small.
Yeah. I think I have to get simpler analogies for Justin.
he's not writing the guide on this. He's not gonna write the guide on this.
Yeah, this one.
I'm trying to throw you off.
We're not gonna let him write the guide on this one. This one will stick to the science stuff.
So sure. what if a girl? So you start you asking questions, having conversations. If she starts to bring up risky questions or conversations, then you know, okay, she's
okay. Now this depends on what level you are at. Okay. Now, if you are like a level 10, like freaking Jedi, this, you'll get this analogy.
All right. Finally,
if you're a Jedi,
you like a Mace Windu or, you know, you like Obi-Wan, like, you know, give me some reference.
Okay.
Here.
If you are Obi-Wan, bro, and she gives you the garage door code. She gives you the code by saying what you're saying right now, Sal, right?
Well, she's probably because he was like, you give me the code.
Well, but Obi-Wan still doesn't walk through the garage yet. He doesn't, just because he has the code doesn't mean he opens the garage yet. Because if he wants to really open the garage and he wants to open the garage whatever the fuck he wants, he takes the code. He knows he has the code, but he moves along still. He's just going to stick with his original plan, which is getting there, going there, finding out about her, letting her find a little bit about him, and then knowing and finding out that you have the code and then moving along with the code gives you the universal remote. Because you may be smooth enough. You may be that guy who goes in, gets the code, she says she lets you in, you hit it that night, and then that's it. And then nothing happens after that, and then she finds out you're a douchebag, and that's all you were trying to do is get her home and then get in her pants, and then she's moved on for this relationship.
Okay.
But if you want the remote that opens that garage door and opens that garage door whenever you want to open that garage door, you take away
along.
The takeaway close. The takeaway along. Close is the greatest close in the book.
Yeah.
So if she gives that to you, if you're that smooth where you got up there, started talking to her, and she started giving you signals, and some of these signals,
do you build it up as far as being, you know, super dramatic, and you get to that climax and you're like, yeah, this is gonna happen, and then you're just like, you know what, I got a phone call, I'm gonna take this, you know, I'll see ya.
You mean like the conversation with her?
Yeah.
Build it up. You mean build up like
you're like halfway in the garage.
Oh, you mean so like getting her all excited, like we're going to hang out and do something to take away. No, I don't think I would do that. I think I would hang out with her and then not make a move.
Mm.
So, you know, maybe you're smooth enough to get a date or go back and watch a movie.
We're listening to a genius right now.
I know. Well, he's Yoda now to me. Okay. You guys call him what you want. He's fucking Yoda.
Well, guys, you know, the hardest problem with us is we're in such a hurry. We're in such a hurry with so many things that, you know, we want.
We have goals.
We do. We have goals. We want instant gratification. And, you know, some dudes, just because, like I said, they get the code or like that, and they get in, they feel like they won, you know.
Well, it's all based on evolution. Look, for a man, you know, we can impregnate how many women within 9 months?
Whoa, 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 Sal.
A lot, right?
We're not talking about getting people.
Well, pregnant. No. Let me explain. When in doubt,
shit.
Pull out.
Yeah.
Boner I mean, kill. No, listen to what I'm saying. A woman can only get pregnant once within 9 months. So women have to, they're just evolved that way where they need to be more picky and choosy. Whereas guys are like, let's have sex right now. Because we don't have to, because we can figure out afterwards, I don't like this girl.
I love your evolution.
But that's why
you're right. It's very true. Women are designed, they're, whether you believe in creation or whatever.
Evolved.
Women are made to look for that. They are looking for someone who's going to provide, take care of them.
Stick around.
They size you up by the genes you're carrying.
Right.
Well, look, they can
I
be.
I mean, they look at what you look like, you know, as far as traits to pass on, like how smart your conversation is, like how successful you are.
Right.
They know all that within, well, like, bro, before you even talk.
Bro, here's how you know. This is the biggest difference you could tell right now. If you look at porn designed for women, it's not just a picture of a naked dude. Like porn for guys half the time is just body parts. You don't even see the face.
Right.
But for women, it's a dude and it's obviously you can tell he's doing something, like he's taking his suit off or it's a firefight, because they have to create that story in their mind to go along with the naked dude in the picture. Otherwise, it doesn't really get him off.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they have to size you up. So
let's talk about bondage. I just watched the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, so did I.
So
you guys have seen that?
I want to talk about this.
You know what? I saw that movie, and I mean, the girl's kind of hot in it.
Yeah.
She should have. I feel like she should have trimmed her bush a little bit.
Okay.
Did you remember that?
Yeah.
You see that? That was a lot of hair.
I saw some hair.
The movie was good, but it was fucking fake. Like the first date, dude, or second date.
Well, just the dynamic between the two made me laugh.
Yeah.
Right? Because the guy, the whole time, the guy is just like, yeah, just don't get too close to me.
Yeah.
Don't get too close to me. That was like his whole thing.
Gag on this.
Yeah. Like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Like, no, but like
nobody acts like that.
But like the second date, he takes her to his, he goes, would you like to see my playroom? First of all, if a woman's on a date with this guy for the second or third time and he says, would you like to see my playroom? She's calling 911. She's like, this is a fucking psycho.
She's like, listen, I don't want to drink your Cosby drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to this bar
shit.
Over here.
So he opens the door and there's a bunch of chains and shit hanging from the ceiling and straps on the wall and crazy. What woman would stick around the third date and do that? You know?
Unless she was the chick that licked her finger when she first met him, like you said earlier. Mm. If she wasn't that chick.
Which finger was it?
Yeah, she's not sticking around. If she sucked on her finger, she's not sticking around. Something.
Yeah, because if it was the thumb, that wouldn't be a turn on.
Yeah, right.
Like that's the wrong finger, bitch.
Well, is
like,
it
no
originally the book?
I'm not into that.
I haven't watched this movie.
There's some weird fetish.
You haven't watched 50 Shades?
I can't believe you guys watched that movie.
We did. Dude, we're married.
I know, dude.
Wait a minute.
You guys just lost. You guys just lost a notch with me right now. You guys killing me.
Bro, it's half porn.
Bro.
No, it is not. Get out of here, bro. It's not half porn.
It's as pornish as it's going to get. Let me put it that way.
Adam's like sitting here like he's an authority, and now I just lost it for you, bro. Like, we saw titties.
Yeah.
We don't get to see that. Okay. Talk to me when you're married. Right. You got limited options.
Oh, God.
Right?
My poor girl, man. This is why we're not getting married anytime soon.
These two bro, double, you're these not two telling me.
50 Shades.
No, no, no. These guys look forward to 50 Shades Grey on the weekend.
You're not telling me you watch a show that she likes that you don't really like, but you watch it with her anyway.
Dude, I hate to tell you.
It's better than Magic Mike, and I know you've seen that shit.
I have seen Magic Mike.
Oh.
Yeah! I knew it! Cannot give me shit.
You know who just
ever
lost?
Again.
You know who just lost? Adam.
Yeah.
Adam just lost.
100%.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Because I did watch Magic Mike.
To,
I watched
we
Magic
love to
Mike
love
because
Magic
my
Mike.
Girl, my, before me, my girl dated a stripper, so I was really interested in the.
Wait,
the,
she's dated a stripper too?
My girl's last relationship was with a stripper.
You and her, both of the.
Yeah, that's why we make such a good match.
She's
bro.
In love with a stripper.
Although I think if you meet my girl, you have no idea. Like, she does not strike you as somebody that would.
No.
She went before we still got to get the girls on here. Everyone keeps asking me about that, so we got to do that. You guys are scared to death. I'm not scared. My girl has all my dirt.
I'm ready. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but back to the question as far as knowing
between my legs
when it's okay to make that move on a girl. I mean, there's a lot of times you can make that move very early on because if a girl is giving you the time of day, that's normally green light because most girls are very obvious that they don't want to talk to you. I should backpedal there. It's very obvious to me when a girl doesn't want to talk to me. Some guys don't get the hint, you know? If a girl's not engaging in a conversation with you or she's giving you yes, no type answers when you're asking her questions, she probably doesn't want to talk to you. But if you can get her talking about herself, and most people like to talk about themselves, and you guys are having a drawn out conversation, she's interested. She's definitely interested. And then at that point, it's really up to you to fuck it up or not. And that really comes to, if you, like most guys who want to jump in and hurry up and get there too fast, like at that point, you should know that you have got a fastball coming right down the middle, and you can swing as hard as you can, grip the bat and swing as hard as you possibly can and hope to God it gets out of the park. Or you can be smart and you can just hit a base hit, you know, and a base hit would be just getting her out on a date or just hanging out another time with her and spending more quality time with her and giving her more time.
It's like Frenching.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Kind of like just,
what? I'm trying to help you.
No, you're not. Because every time you talk about this stuff, I say, boy, this guy's been out of the game for a really long time.
Did you say French? hey, bro, how'd that date go with that girl? We Frenched all night. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my apartment.
What, you guys didn't
what,
court?
Are you 12?
I was going to say, that's, I think the last time I said that was around 15 or 16 years old, somewhere around there.
We Frenched.
Yeah, real funny.
So, that's what you get for interrupting me with things like that. So I think a girl will definitely give her signals whether it's game time or not. And you know, depending on how often you want that to happen is how fast you want to jump into that. I think if you get the green light already, there's no reason to hurry up into it. It's actually smarter in your best interest to take your time and to continue to get to know the girl, because the more you do that, the more control of the situation that you will have.
It sounds to me like you have to learn how to enjoy the process of the hunt.
Yes.
And then you take your time in the process of the hunt, then you catch it.
And you get the full enjoyment of everything.
You get the king of the
jungle. Am I a good pupil?
No, you are. In fact, I don't even know if I would consider a pupil. I think you would be a great little partner to have. I think we would we'd slay a lot of deer, bro.
No, I'm totally devoted.
Catch a lot of
fish.
He's like,
sometimes
let's move along here. My wife might listen to this. Yeah. My wife might listen to this. Yeah, you know, if wingman, that's a good little topic. Ooh, actually, yeah, off of this. Yeah. So I'm a solo guy. It would take somebody pretty unique for me to want to have a wingman. And judging by Sal's,
I feel honest.
Judging by Sal's and judging by Sal and Justin's responses, I would probably take Sal with me.
Ooh, real funny, yeah.
And that has nothing to do.
I love it, dude, because you guys think you're all smooth and shit. Girls see you right past that.
So
he's actually pissed off right now.
No, love it.
You know what though? Justin's been getting like hit on the freaking social media.
I love it because I don't even ever have to try.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a
thing. And I agree. I think that's.
I want to sleep with Justin.
You shouldn't have to. Right? I think the more the more guy tries, the more obvious it is for a girl.
Girls
are far more intelligent than men naturally. So you have to go in with that respect. If you go in thinking that, even being a smart guy like Sal or myself or Justin, and you go in thinking that you're Mr. Smarty Pants and smarter, you better watch out because they're pretty fucking clever. You know, I'm fully aware of how clever my girl is. You know, I know how smart I am, and I know she runs game all the time. So she'd be running game on me all the time.
Well, bro, you know, we're so easy too. Like, do you remember first going to a strip club when you turned like 18 with your boys?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
There's and probably for the next 2 years after that, you don't learn your lesson. For like 2 years of going to strip clubs, there's always the dude that's hanging out with you that thinks for sure the girls are into him.
Can I tell you guys a great story for that?
You know what I'm telling? You know what I'm saying? Were you that guy?
Can I tell you guys a great story?
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a great
story?
Yeah,
dude. So she likes me.
When I was 21, I won this competition with our company where we go to Hawaii. It's my first trip, 21 years old, making good money, feel fit, good looking. I'm on top of the world. And we go to this big strip club over there, and I'm with all the VPs and divisional presidents and everything like that. And, you know, I'm a confident young kid. I don't need to go to strip clubs to pick up girls. So I choose to sit at the bar by myself and have a couple of drinks and just kind of watch the TV that was at the bar while all the VPs and everyone's throwing all their money at the thing. And I'm just like, I ain't doing that. I'll pull some girl from here, or I'll go get a girl from a club later on with that. But I was with all the bosses, so I was there. And I'm sitting there for about 10 minutes, And by far the hottest stripper in the club walks up to me and she sits down right next to me. She goes, "What's a young, good looking guy like you doing all by yourself?" And I look over and I'm like, huh, thinking I'm all smooth, right? And I look at her and I go, "Well, I've been waiting for a good looking girl like you to come over and talk to me." And she sits down, she gets all cluttered and she goes, "Oh my God, you're so cute. Da, da, da. What are you doing?" She starts asking all these questions.
Stroking your ego.
She's stroking me, right? She's stroking my ego right now. She's not quite stroking me yet. So she's telling me all this, and I'm just like, yeah. And I'm talking to her. And we've been talking for a while now. And I go, like, "Are you off? Are you working? Let's get out of here, you know? Let's get out of this place." And she's like, no, I gotta stay till probably later. And I'm like, "Well, when you go on?" She's like, "No, I don't have to go on right now. I can go on whenever I want." She goes, "You know, as long as I'm sitting here talking to you and stuff like that, I don't have to go anywhere.
You pay for a date for me."
So I'm like, "Okay, cool, whatever. So what time you get off?" She's like, "Oh, I'll be off by like midnight tonight." And I go, "Okay." She goes, "Hey, let's do some shots." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah." You know, girl is sitting at a bar, stripper asks you to take some shots. You're like, I'm thinking to myself, this is going great.
I can see this coming a mile right now.
Okay. Well, remember, I'm 21 years old. This is before I was Obi-Wan, bro, or before I was Yoda. This is me when what's his face is training him and I have the blinders on right now and I'm swinging at the fucking ball and I don't know how to use the force yet.
Seriously, you called Luke Skywalker what's his face? Fucking just disowned you as a friend.
All right,
continue.
So I'm sitting here, right, and we start taking shots, right, and she's like, she's fucking getting me wasted because she's like, she's ordering shot after shot, and we're taking shots, and I'm like, dude, this, and we're doing, like, she's like a little, she's probably 120 pounds wet, dude, blonde hair, blue eyes.
He's giving gorgeous. Her water, bro.
Oh, so we're taking these shots one after another, and I'm starting to get handled to him, but bro, I'm getting smashed. I'm going to smash this girl tonight for sure. I'm all excited, right?
In the bag.
Yeah, it's in the bag for sure. Well, finally, I'm like, well, the guys are all leaving, right? So they're all taking off. And I'm like, "Hey, we're out of here." I'm like, "Oh, I'll catch up to you guys. I'll take a cab." And I'm like, "Okay, it's time to wrap this thing up, dude. It's getting late and shit. I've been with her for a long time. I'm wasted right now." And we exchanged phone numbers, everything. Everything's good to go. I'm ready. Green light. Tell her what hotel I'm at and where we're going. And I asked the bartender to close my tab out. He slides me over my bill. It's fucking $680.
Oh, no. What happened?
So
you paid for her time.
I was paying for her to sit down and talk to me this entire time. And that's how
you just had a date.
The shots were costing me over $50 a round to sit down and talk to this stripper for this entire time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm fucking pissed, bro. I'm so inside. I'm still at this point.
You didn't even get a lap dance.
Oh yeah. No, the most she did was rub my thigh and my inside of my leg and stuff like that.
She closed you so hard, bro.
Closed me way hard, bro. And
I
did not fuck it later on
see
that night.
Again.
I'll tell you that right now. That's for sure. That was the, and at that point, it dawned on me what an idiot I was. And at that point, I was trying to stay face and be like, okay, I can't act all pissed about the bill, so I don't say anything. I'm just like, no big deal, right? You know, well, no big deal. Sign off the $700 fucking shot.
I meant to do that.
Yeah, exactly. No big deal. I fucking pay for $700 worth of shots all the time. You know, maybe you'll fuck me now.
Yeah.
So I signed the bill and tell her, well, I gotta get back to the hotel room. You know, hey, hit me up later on when you get off. And I'm walking out. I know she's not going to fucking call me or anything like that. And, you know, we text a couple times and nothing ever happened. And I was so fucking pissed. Lesson learned right there, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're at a strip club and a chick asks you to take shots, say no.
And that just goes to show you they're freaking smart, dude.
Yes.
And we're dumb.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
I think that was the best part about it was that I thought I was quite the closer back then. And I thought I was the one reeling, doing the
thinking
doing
with your, thing. With your penis. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I got worked bad, dude. Oof. Yeah.
Oh man. I guess that concludes our episode. I don't even know what this would be called.
I don't know, but the balls don't
It should
lie.
Be called, Don't Buy Shots for Strippers.
Yeah.
There it is.
Done.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.